own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Friday announced the special elections to fill the 35th State Senate District, Bay City, Bay County, Midland and Saginaw counties, which has been left open by former State Senator Christian McDonald Rivett, a Democrat of Bay City, when she left for Congress, Washington, D.C., back on January 3rd of this year. The special primary will be February 3rd of 2026. The special general election will be held on May 5th to coincide with regularly scheduled local and school district elections. Democratic and Republican candidates interested in running for the seat will have until 4 p.m. on September 30th, the end of this month, to file their affidavits of identity. According to a letter submitted to the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, Whitmer, the governor, did not provide any commentary in the letter or in the accompanying press release as to why those dates were chosen or why it took her a record number of days to call for the special election. The announcement was on the 238th day for her to call the election, marking this to be the longest period of time a Michigan governor has taken to declare a special election for a vacant legislative seat since the advent of the full-time Michigan legislature back in 1963. By the numbers, it's not even a close call. Prior to this vacancy, the longest it took a sitting governor to call a special election was in 1992, when then Governor John Engler took 108 days to call the special election to replace then State Representative Teola Hunter, who resigned to basically run for a local clerk position. At that time, the ACLU and the NAACP were challenging Detroit's newly drawn legislative seats. Engler made the claim that he wanted to make sure everything was settled before he called the special election. Prior to Friday's announcement, the average number of days it took the governors to fill the 114 vacant legislative or congressional seats since the 1960s was 15. 15. 2 weeks and one day was the average number of days it took previous governors to fill 114 vacant legislative seats. This governor took 238. Well, now that the date has been set, the time period between the vacancy in the 35th district from January 3rd to 2025 and the special election date of May 5th, 2026, is going to be 487 days. 270,000 people in the 35th Senate district will have been without a state senator for almost 500 days. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And this goes back, again, all the way back to when they became full-time legislators in 1963. Prior records was that 343 days it took then-Governor Jennifer Granholm to fill the late Herb Creel's Monroe County House seat back in 2005-2006. Also, Rick Snyder's 336 days to fill Congressman John Conyers' seat back in 2017-2018. Before Friday's announcement, the average number of days was 135. They only took 15 days to call for an election, but because of when the election was actually carried out and when they got sworn in, was 135. This seat, 487 days, they will be without a state senator. Well, the length of the delay comes as the state Senate sits at 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans, with the presumed frontrunner to take the seat as being State Representative Bill G. Schuette, Republican of Midland. Then, despite the 35th making it a 50-50 gridlock, 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats, Schuette has high name ID in the district from himself as well as his father, former Attorney General, Congressman, Legislator Bill Schuette Sr. If Schuette or another Republican were to win, the 19-19 split will make it difficult for Democrats to push their agenda through the Senate without Republican support. Even with Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist around as the tiebreaker, a Republican could abstain from voting on a bill to avoid a tie, thus preventing a measure that requires a 20-vote majority passing anything in the state Senate. You see what happens, folks? It's gridlock. It's 19 to 19. Well, anytime it's tied, the lieutenant governor comes in acting as the president of the Senate chamber and breaks the tie, and it passes with 20 votes, 20 to 19. Even though there's only 38 state senators, the lieutenant governor would be the tiebreaker. Well, to avoid the tie, the majority leader in the Republican caucus could just tell a senator to sit this one out. Abstain from voting. You abstain from voting, it's 19 to 18. And as a result, Garland Gilchrist isn't going to be able to break any ties. Now, Schuette Jr., I always call him Jr., hasn't announced for the seat yet, but he's already held one well-attended fundraiser and is planning a second one on September 8th. That is tentatively scheduled to include U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon, as well as Schuette's House colleagues Timothy Bassan of Bay City, who's also considering a run for the seat. Bassan said, "I'm going to take Labor Day weekend to see which avenue I'm going to pursue, and I'll let you guys know." Now, on the Democratic side, Board of Education current president Pamela Pugh has already announced, as has Saginaw Fire Captain Chedwick Green and Saginaw County Democratic Party Chairman Brandon Adams. The people of Bay, Midland, and Saginaw counties will finally have an opportunity to restore their voice in Lansing, said Pugh in her statement. "Our campaign is rooted in service and driven by people. I'm ready to lead, and I'm ready to fight for the communities of this district on day one." Well, MERS News Service spoke with political consultant David Forsmark, said that Whitmer's announcement no longer makes a state Senate run a free shot for either Schuette or Bassan or any other sitting House member if they win the primary. Why? Well, with the filing deadline for the 2026 elections being April 21st, which with Schuette potentially winning the February 3rd primary, he'd have to file to run for either the Senate or the House for the full 27-28 term by April 21st without knowing the outcome of the May 5th special general election. These dates that Governor Whitmer came up with are specifically aimed at Bill Schuette, Forsmark said. She's made it so he has to run for the state Senate. It's actually a very cynical power play. She's been sitting on this. She's been planning this the whole time. She didn't want anyone to say she didn't feel it, but that's essentially what she did. Well, as far as his part of this whole process, Schuette said this is a case that the governor is actually unserious about governing. He said her politically motivated move is a disservice to the 270,000 residents of the 35th State Senate District. The entire way she's done this, making the announcement number one on Friday of a holiday weekend, holding the election right before the filing deadline, it's totally clear to me that the governor doesn't care about doing the right thing. She's doing what she thinks is in her and her party's best interest. Next year in 2026, Michiganders will be looking for serious leaders who will need to fill the vacuum that she's created. Well, meanwhile, Michigan Democratic Party Chairman Curtis Hertel Jr. said the Democrats are excited and ready to elect another Democrat to fill this very large shoes left by Congresswoman Kristen McDonald-Rivett. Whether it's a junior extremist like Bill Schuette, Timothy Bassan, or any other Republican billionaire lackey, Michiganders in the 35th District are ready to send them packing. Unlike Republicans, Michigan Democrats are a party by and for the working class of Michigan. And we stand ready to elect another champion for the families of the 35th Senate District, so it's game on. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high.
Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Point of clarification with Jim down in the Toledo area listening to the show on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. 19-18 in the state Senate, the bill passes. 20-19, the bill passes with lieutenant governor's vote. What is the difference? 19-18, the bill doesn't pass. The numbers are 56-20-1. It takes 56 yes votes in the House, state representatives, 110 members, 56-54, the bill passes. In the Senate, 38 state senators requires 20 yes votes. 20-18, the bill passes. Then one signature by a governor turns it into a law. 19-18, the bill doesn't pass. So if you got 19 Republicans, assuming that a Republican wins this seat, based on Donald Trump winning the district, it'd be a Republican elected. And then it would be 19-19 if every senator voted. Then Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist is handed the gavel and he casts the tie-breaking vote and the bill passes 20-19. 19-18, the bill doesn't pass. And to prevent the tie so that Gilchrist can't break it, you just tell one of the Republicans to abstain, stay off the board. Don't vote. Very, very, very simple. Let's see. I got another text message here. Penny, St. Ignace, Senator Gary Peters led the bridge walk. Where was Gilchrist or Whitmer? Whitmer's in Japan. And honestly, I think this was a major mistake by her lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist, who right now is the acting governor. Why wasn't he on the bridge walk? I don't know. I think whoever his campaign manager is should be fired immediately, because I would have had him on that bridge walk right at 6 o'clock. Let's see. I have no idea, Glenda, what the heck you're talking about. I'm going to read the text. I don't know. I didn't hear about this story. The man that was rescued on Mackinac Island for crossing over into the no trespassing area, finding himself hanging on for dear life to a cliff, should be banned permanently from ever going back to the island. This is the second rescue this year on the island. It's disrespectful to tourists who go off trails with no trespassing signs that will ruin it for the locals and law-abiding citizens who want to enjoy the island's beauty. No idea what you're talking about. Didn't hear anything about the story, and crazy, absolutely crazy. Let's see. Jim in Sheboygan, couldn't that trip have waited? Because she's in Japan. Well, evidently it couldn't. So we'll see where it goes from there. Let's see. Steve from Gatesville. Yes, he went to the Iron Pig, got to meet Ian the other weekend. Coming back to the UIPS, Iron Pig Smokehouse soon. He's going to be coming back. I got it. IPS, Iron Pig Smokehouse. Got it. Let's see. One of the other things, kind of interesting. Text message, can you please send me the information from your Farm Bureau insurance guy? Thank you. Absolutely. TristanCole.com is his website. I'll send you a screenshot. You'll have it shortly here at the top of the hour break. Getting back to this race, our beef farmer and Presque Isle County chairman of the Board of Commissioners, if Bill G. Schuette is a rhino like his dad, no thanks. Buying someone MAGA. Bill Schuette is the reason why we got witless. Well, I told folks back in the day, Bill Schuette was going to lose by 10 points to Gretchen Whitmer in the 2018 governor's race. I was wrong. She only won by 9.57% of the vote. Bill Schuette, former attorney general, former state representative, state senator, all of these retirements that he has lined up. I told him, everybody back then, he was the wrong guy. He couldn't beat her. That's why I was supporting Patrick Kobach. Well, the Rhino establishment handpicked him for us, and he got his butt kicked. And that's why, basically, after that election, I left the Republican Party. Flat out left, because I said, why are we supporting rhinos when we can't win? That's the bottom line for me. But I'm back. I'm a precinct delegate now in Antrim County. Final hour of today's show. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing, not too far off the beaten path at 99.96.